AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kamala Harris headlines the final night of the Democratic Convention, and Sagar Magani reports a former Senate colleague is excited to hear her.
It's like a proud sibling.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's nearly giddy.
I know who she is, I know what she's about, and I can't wait until America hears from her.
Tonight's theme is for our future, but Booker says Harris will also dip into the past in the best tradition of a group she hopes to join.
Those presidents that appeal to the best of who we are in the worst of our times to help us to get to higher ground.
And says Harris will appeal to the nation's better angels.
Share her heart with America.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, an Arizona man's being sought for allegedly making death threats against the Republican nominee on social media. Former President Trump was asked about it after a campaign appearance on the U.S.-Mexico border.
I heard it's very dangerous. I haven't heard about that. They probably want to keep it from me. Thank you for telling. Let's get out of here right now.
Canadian freight trains are rolling again. Hiya Panjwani on what's going on.
The Canadian government has forced Canada's two major freight railroads to enter contract arbitration with its labor union. Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon announced the decision.
CN Rail and CPKC began lockouts while Teamsters Canada rail workers at CPKC went on strike at 12:01 a.m. this morning.
More than 30,000 commuters in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal were the first to feel the pain of the lockouts. They had to scramble to find a new way to work because their commuter trains weren't able to operate while CPKC is shut down. McKinnon elaborated on the rail's impact.
Our railways have impact on the water we drink with the shipment of chlorine, and they help grow the food we eat with potash mined for fertilizer.
CN had been negotiating with the Teamsters for 9 months while CPKC had been trying to reach an agreement for a year. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Stocks closed lower today. This is AP News. Some Florida schools are being forced to shut down.
Can you show me the letter that starts with your name?
Monika Hopkins teaches the fourth grade at Greenville Elementary School in Greenville, Florida, in the state's rural panhandle. There are just 8 students enrolled in Hopkins' class, fewer than 100 in the entire school. Greenville Elementary is one of 3 of the district's standalone elementary schools that's closing because of declining enrollment. Thousands of students have left Florida public schools in recent years because of an explosion in school choice and some white families continuing to resist integrating public schools. Hopkins says something has to be done to keep the community growing.
Who wants to move into a community that doesn't have a school that's close by, 15 miles away?
District Superintendent Shirley Joseph.
The district is looking at ways to repurpose these buildings.
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.